Hey, welcome to our segment in the Scent Life called Out of the Tower, where we take the things that we teach in our classroom and bring them in bite-sized chunks to you who are listeners, with the hopes and the anticipation that you take these and you step out onto the street and learn what it is and practice what it is to live the scent life, to live a life on mission. And as we do each time, we welcome my friend Dr. George Robinson into our Scent Life studios. George, welcome.
Hey, glad to be here.
Appreciate you being with us. So what do we have this week for our Out of the Tower segment?
This week we're going to talk a little bit about disciple-making.
Okay.
And kind of the thing that I want to center in on is that if you're going to be a disciple-maker, you've got to embrace the mess.
The mess. Let's hear it. What
Absolutely.
Are we talking about?
Absolutely. So, you know, so oftentimes when we're doing evangelism, if we're talking about making disciples of people who are far from God, that means that we're going to have to take the gospel to them where they're at, out in the world. Whatever the lifestyle it is that they're choosing, whatever decisions they're making, we take the gospel to them there. We want to bring them to Jesus. We want to communicate the gospel of grace in such a way as that they understand there's nothing that they can do to merit God's favor. And if that's the case, then when they say yes to Jesus, their life is still going to be a mess.
That's a good point.
So if we're going to be disciple makers, we've got to embrace the mess, and then we've got to disciple the mess out of them. And the way that you disciple the mess out of somebody is you've got to share life with them.
Okay.
There is no substitute in disciple making for a shared life. You know, oftentimes when we in churches are talking about discipleship, we automatically think of what curriculum, what knowledge are we going to transfer to them? And doctrine and knowledge and all of those things are really, really important. But nothing substitutes a shared life when it comes to disciple making. It's something I call witness.
Okay.
A shared life. You know, when Jesus chose the apostles, they were messes.
That's a good point.
Right? Their lives were absolute messes. And it says in Mark's gospel that Jesus chose them so that they might be with him.
With him.
And so he embraced the mess, and then he discipled the mess out of them. And that's what we've got to do as well.
What a great point. Yep. When people come to faith in Jesus, their relationship with God changes, but everything about them still like a lost person, right?
That's right.
Until they grow in the faith. Thanks so much for being with us. As this week we find somebody to share the gospel with, and as we disciple them, we embrace the mess and then disciple the mess out of them. Thanks for being with us, George.
You bet.